I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She was in a movie about a disastrous bridesmaid, and she was one. It's Watch What Happens Live with Wendy McClendon Covey and Margaret Josephs now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the West Coast Bravo Clubhouse on the heels of a Real Housewives vacation that, if you can believe it, did not go well. My first guest is a Southern California native and Bravo superfan who is celebrating her 11th visit to the clubhouse, so we thought we would give her the gift of a much shorter commute. From What Men Want in theaters February 8th, it's Wendy McClendon Covey. Hey, Wendy. And she called Jennifer Cocktail Queen, which upset both Jennifer and me because I thought that was my nickname. From the Housewives of Jersey, it's Margaret Josephs. Hey, Margaret, good to see you. I'm assuming that the two of you have not met.
Not before today, but yes. I think it's going to be a lifelong friendship.
Yes. Oh, good. Yes. I like
we're
that.
Meant okay, to be good. Yes.
Once you have Wendy's stamp of approval, it doesn't get better than that.
No way.
Speaking of approval, over at the bar, he is a top-notch husband. But based on the state of their house, you know, maybe not a great contractor. It's Margaret's husband, Joe Benigno. Hey, Joe.
Andy.
I mean, when are you going to get the house under control, dude?
Joe.
She keeps on changing her mind.
Yeah, all right.
He's doing it now. Yeah. I'm not going into another season like this. I'm moving myself.
I need to, in a minute, I need your response to what Marty told you at Melania's party, but we'll get to that in a sec. Let's get started. First of all, Margaret, we always love your great one-liners. You've been on a tear. I was telling you before the show, you've been making me laugh out loud a lot this season. Let's take a look.
Oh, I'm so graceful, I almost broke a cable.
Danielle's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I have cameras around my house.
Well, I think the next step is get a moat.
I need people to help me.
Do I look like the f***ing ballet?
I got 16 bathrooms!
She married a plastic surgeon, lives in the Taj Mahal, and has 16 bathrooms.
I went to China.
Where else would you buy that crap?
You look good on your back.
You look like Sister Patril. It's not my fault I had to get a whole new vase.
Is it a little shady? Yes, but it's hilarious.
All right. You know, Margaret, Marty was talking trash about you at Melania's party. I want to get your and Joe's thoughts on what he said, but actually, we haven't heard what your reaction to it was, so here's what he said.
I think Marjorie's jealous because she's threatened by her. There is no reason for Danielle to be jealous of Margaret. There's nobody that looks better than her.
Oh, me. Are you kidding me?
Margaret doesn't want to walk into a room with Danielle because nobody will look at Margaret.
Marty, take him. No.
I love it. First of all, what was your reaction when you saw that? Because obviously you had heard about
it. Yeah, I heard about it. I wasn't standing there. Listen, that's Danielle speaking through Marty. You know, that Margaret's jealous of me, everything else. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, she's, you know, implants on a stick and she looks like a turtle out of a shell half the time. I mean, not to be, you know, not to be. And I mean, you know, on a good day, she looks fabulous, but she's had a lot of stuff done. I would never be jealous of anybody. Okay. I'm very blessed with a great
Did you God. Like it that Marty, I mean, did you like it that Joe looked like he was going to knock him out as a result?
No, I mean, did I like it? Yeah, I mean, yes, I do. I like it when he defends me. I mean, that's Joe. You know, you can't say anything bad about the Marge. No. I mean, whoever it is, he goes crazy. He, you know, he's very...
Did you die, Wendy, when you saw that?
Yeah, listen, I would expect my husband to give a good...
Yeah.
But if he followed through, absolutely not.
Well, guys, there is just one more day until the Xtina experience. Tomorrow night, Christina Aguilera will be in the clubhouse. Finally, she will be breaking her hymen and coming here. Your questions for Margaret and Wendy, is that correct? Would that be the right way to say that?
I don't know how else you would say it.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Questions for Wendy are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on Jersey, not only did Margaret and Jennifer's fight span two dinners, it also spawned the biology lesson we never wanted. Take a look.
That's f***ing ugly. Sorry.
That's actually not bad nice. Manners.
Baby, I am on point.
Really? So is your f***ing lip liner.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Looks like a monkey's asshole.
Yes, a monkey's asshole? That you f***ing suck!
Your mother f***ed someone for 15 years.
Your husband sleeps in the f***ing pool house.
It doesn't bother me where the f*** he sleeps.
I know, whether it's in his girlfriend's bed or not.
You better shut the f*** up
Word
with
on
that.
The street.
You better shut the f*** up with that!
Hit a nerve.
What does a monkey's asshole look like? Give me your phone. Let me see. Oh my God, you're right. You're right.
Wendy, did the lips look like a monkey's asshole?
I just want to say, I hope everyone's watching the Goldbergs on ABC.
Yes.
Look, she calls them like she sees them.
Yes.
And she did. How you said that without laughing? You just kept on eating.
By the way, what did you think of the necklace? Did you see the necklace?
The necklace was fine. Who says, well, you should have bought it at my brother's place in front of the gift recipients.
Right.
That is bad form. And then it all devolved.
Yes.
Well, here's what. In honor of Margaret's colorful analogy, we have a cute little follow-up game called Would You Rather Monkey's Asshole Edition. Margaret, I'm going to give you a New Jersey ceremony. You have to say which thing you would rather do. Okay, would you rather be stuck in an elevator with Danielle for 6 hours or suck a monkey's asshole?
Suck a monkey's asshole.
Okay. Would you rather be on Teresa's competition diet for a year or suck a monkey's asshole?
Maybe be on the diet for a year. Okay. I'd like to look a little better.
Would you rather listen to Jennifer brag about her home or suck a monkey's ass?
Oh, suck a monkey's ass.
Okay. Would you rather plan Danielle's next bachelorette party if she ever marries again or suck a monkey's ass?
Oh, suck a monkey's ass.
Okay. Would you rather live in an unfinished home for the rest of your life because Joe is too lazy to fix it or suck a monkey's ass?
Oh, suck a monkey's ass.
Okay. Would you rather marry someone without having sex with them first, like Jennifer's brother, or suck a monkey's ass?
Oh, suck a monkey's ass.
All right. Thank you very much. Wow, she's ready to go there.
She's got opinions.
Second, Margaret and Jennifer's days of fighting were so intense that when they finally seemed to reach a truce, all anyone needed was a Xanax. You said to me before the show that you enjoyed it because you felt like Margaret is quick to apologize and move on.
She owns her stuff, okay? Right. She says something in the heat of the moment, but she always apologizes. She takes the high road. She says, look, this is what I said. I did it to hurt you, and I'm sorry.
And you appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
Right. You are a historian of the Housewives, I just
said. Oh, yes, I am.
Thank you. Okay, but here's what. Instead, we got a dose of Danielle we had to make into a horror film. Watch.
Danielle, you're an old dog with no new tricks.
And nobody knows your kids. They're nowhere around. Yeah.
They wouldn't be around you.
They are not around you. Get out of here.
You guys kidding me? We don't need to have
Don't you dare
Thank you.
And it's not
fucking
you. What are you talking about? You got the wrong f-ing girl.
No.
Okay, wow. So why'd you throw the red wine?
Well, she really, you know, it goes below the belt. She talks about my children, about my family. She needed to cool off. Seriously, okay. And I don't even drink, so I had to grab Dolores' wine and just throw it right in her face, on her rented dress, yeah. You know.
What was your reaction to that fight?
Danielle kept stirring the turd.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, the whole vacation.
Right.
So, yes, you're going to get wine thrown in your face. I'm right. Sorry. That Again. Was terrifying. That was a terrifying movie.
Finally, while Wendy contemplates whether she'll ever look at monkeys or lip liner the same way again, I thought I would get her take on all the insults thrown on this season of Jersey. Here's what it's time for. Was it below the belt? Wendy, I'm going to go through some of the most cutting remarks from this season. You say whether they were below the belt or not. Was it below the belt when Margaret said Jennifer's lips looked like a monkey's asshole?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah,
was it below the belt when Teresa's first trainer told her she looked like a pile of even though she looked amazing?
That was way below the belt. Yeah.
Was it below the belt when Jackie said if Teresa could control her husband, he wouldn't be in jail?
Yes.
Okay. Was it below the belt when Margaret said Jennifer's husband has a girlfriend and then admitted she was lying about it?
See, that I'm on the fence about, because I feel like maybe there was some truth to that, and obviously you did touch a nerve.
Was it below the belt. Was it below the belt when Marty said Margaret doesn't want to walk into a room with Danielle because nobody will look at Margaret?
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It wasn't below the belt because it was so stupid.
Thank you very much, Wendy, McClendon, Covey. Next week on The Housewives of Jersey, the explosive drama in Cabo continues. Here's a sneak peek.
Jen, you break a glass like that, you should get your f***ing ass kicked. Who the f*** are you?
Jen, don't go there anymore. Jen, she wasn't giving you That's not did nothing wrong to you. That's not did nothing wrong to you.
Let me tell you something, Teresa. That girl's crazy and she's got a problem.
She didn't throw the girl.
You hear me? You didn't see that?
I don't know how Melissa and Dolores can't see that Margaret's a toxic one.
There you go. All right. Lots in store next week.
Crazy.
Are you into the season this season of Jersey?
Oh, yeah. And look, everybody knows when tensions are running high, tequila makes it better.
Yeah, right. Let's go to Jennifer from Parkland, Florida. Hey, Jennifer, what's your question?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, Mazel Tov, Andy on your baby news.
Thank
you. My question is for Margaret. If Danielle is so irrelevant to you, why do you let her comments about your kids get to you so much?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes. You know why? Because she was pushing. She talked about it to Melissa, and then she was in my face. I said to her, just, you know, I want to ignore you. I'm not into it in the whole conversation. And then she was screaming across my face. So I felt she just needed a little cooling off. I think don't bring them into it. I keep a lot of my children private, and she knows that I'm around most of my children. So that's why it annoyed me.
Let's go to Jacqueline from Chicago with a question for Wendy. Hey, Jacqueline, what's your question?
Hey, guys. Okay, Wendy. What was your reaction to Kevin Hart stepping down from hosting the Oscars? I know you guys worked together on Think Like a Man, too.
Yeah. I think Kevin is a sweet person, and he apologized for everything he said. Once someone apologizes, aren't you supposed to give him a break after that I don't know. I like Kevin. I've always thought he was a sweet person. I know he regrets what he said, and
there you go.
I don't know why anyone would want to host the Oscars. It's kind of a losing proposition, right, no matter who does it. But I know that Kevin is a good person, and he regrets what he said.
Margaret, Axel Q emailed us and wants to know if you think Frank and Dolores are secretly banging.
I hope they're secretly banging. They're in the same house. There's definitely heat between them. But I'm not sure. I always ask them. I'm always trying to get it out of the both of them separately.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm hoping they're banging.
Wendy, we got a text from Eloise B. Which Atlanta OC or New Jersey new girl is your least favorite addition?
Is my
what
least
new girls
favorite.
Are you not liking right now?
The OC girl with the dark hair. Why can't I think
Emily.
Of it?
Emily.
Emily.
Yeah.
She makes me very anxious.
Yes. All right.
And I think it's mostly her husband that makes me anxious.
Okay.
But yeah, she makes me anxious.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Susan, and I'm calling from Maine.
Hey, Susan, what's your question?
My question is for Margaret. Scale of 0 to 10, how surprised were you that Danielle's marriage ended with Marty? And what kind of guy do you think she should find?
On a scale of 0 to 10, Susan, 0. I was that surprised. What kind of guy do I think she should find? I don't think she should find any guy. I think she should just be single for a long time. But if she has to find somebody, he should be 90 with one foot on a banana peel.
Luna V emailed, Wendy, how much of you will we be seeing in the Goldberg spinoff, Schooled?
I think I make 2 cameos.
2 cameos.
Yeah.
All right, it's game time, everybody. Since Wendy's been a fan of Jersey, since Danielle was engaged 19 times and Margaret witnessed everything that went down with lucky number 20, let's see if they're skilled enough to avoid engaging with the blushing bridezilla herself with a round of a stab in the back. Margaret and Wendy, I'm going to ask you New Jersey trivia questions. For every incorrect answer, Danielle will read you like you're a bridesmaid with wet hair.
Uh-oh.
Wendy, how many bathrooms does Jennifer have in her Paramus house?
14.
16.
Oh. When do I get to feel like the bride? Instead of feeling like I'm attacked and gnawed at
like a dog with a f***ing bone.
Okay, Marge, Teresa asked her trainer if she should get what bone removed from her body to make her body more competition ready?
A rib.
Yes, correct, a rib. Wendy, what is the name of Melania's new song?
Can't wait to grow up.
Yes!
Okay.
Marge, how many times does Dolores see her boyfriend David a week, did she say?
Twice a week.
She said once a week.
Oh, once a week. Ooh, sorry.
The line in the sand has been drawn. Have a nice time, ladies.
I'm scared.
Okay, Wendy, what word does Margaret's husband think is code for sex in the morning? Shower or coffee?
Shower.
Yes. Marge, last up, during the hatchet party, Jennifer told everyone to throw the hatchet by double fisting it or squeezing the wood.
Double fisting.
Yes, thank you very much. I think this movie's going to be a big hit.
It's going to be a huge hit because we need to laugh right now.
Yes.
And this is funny. It is just stacked with some of the funniest people ever. Tracy Morgan, Taraji. Oh,
Patty J from Cincinnati wants to know, Wendy, who is the last Real Housewife you have encountered in the wild?
In the wild? I think I saw Lisa Vanderpump at Bergdorf's.
Okay. Yes, she loves Bergdorf's.
She loves Bergdorf's.
She does.
Yeah, I didn't get into her space or anything, but that's the last one I saw in the wild.
Margaret, Nicole M. wants to know if it turned you on when Joe had to hold your hubby back from punching Marty in the face.
Yeah, you know, Joe, I like when he gets that little fire in his eye. He is. He's hot. He's hot when he's, like, very manly and mad.
Joey F. wants to know what you think your worst foot-in-the-mouth moment has been on the show, Margaret.
Worst foot-in-the-mouth moment. You know, maybe when I say to Jennifer about that's the only thing that I was upset about. When I said about her husband, you know, having the girlfriend. Because she got obviously very upset about it. And I apologize right away. That was it. Everything else I'm fine with.
George Steve from San Diego texted, Wendy, it seems like no couples in Hollywood have lasted as long as you and Greg. What's your secret? How long have you been together?
We've been married 22 years.
Wow. And what is your secret?
Look, the secret is it's all him. I'm a nightmare and he's the sweetest person in the world, and that's it. He's perfect. If we are together, seriously, I don't know why he doesn't leave me every day. I'm so awful. But he's perfect.
Nikki P texted, Margaret, why do you think Teresa is so persistent in staying friends with Danielle?
I think Danielle guilts her and makes her feel badly that, you know, oh, my life was so awful, you did this. I mean, she convinced Teresa to apologize. And I think, you know, Teresa maybe has some guilt feelings. Or she has something over her that we don't know. I don't know.
All right. It's time for my mazel and jackal of the day. They both come from the camel riding trip on the Housewives of Jersey tonight. Tonight's mazel goes to the camel who helped Teresa get her groove back.
I like the way it moves. My cha-cha is getting a massage.
Okay, I'm not sure those are the exact humps that Teresa was after, but they're better than nothing. The jackal goes to all of the women of Jersey for attempting to one-up the most iconic camel riding moment in Housewives history. Okay, who wore it better, Camel Edition, Luann or the Jersey ladies? It's up for debate. I want to thank Wendy, Margaret, and Joe for being here. Hey, everybody, it's Andy with Wendy McClendon Covey. The movie is What Men Want. She also stars on The Goldbergs on ABC. You can see What Men Want starting February 8th. Margaret is here from the Housewives of Jersey. Thank you for schlepping all the way to L.A. for us. We appreciate it. And Joe Bonino, Margaret's husband, is behind the bar. Let's go to the phones. Jennifer from Michigan. Hey, Jennifer, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Wendy. I was wondering, what is the weirdest thing that you saw Nicolas Cage do on the Army of One set?
Let me think about that. He stayed in character pretty much the whole time, and the character was a weird guy.
How do you know he was in character?
You raise a good point.
You know what I mean?
What do I know?
Right.
The weirdest thing, though, gosh, I hate to disappoint you. I didn't see anything that odd.
Well, staying in character the whole time it's on the fringe.
It's a little weird, yeah. So between takes, it was like, oh, I guess we're not going to talk. Okay.
Right. Let's go to Kelly from Georgia. Hey, Kelly, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Can't wait to see pictures of your beautiful baby boy.
Me too.
I've got a question for Margaret. It's a two-part question.
Okay.
What was your reaction to seeing Melissa stick up for you, even though that meant she was going against Teresa? And do you think that this is going to cause more tension for the two of them?
I think, you know, Melissa and I are very close. And I think Melissa sticks up for what's right, so I was very happy. Do I think it's going to cause more tension between her and Teresa? I don't think Melissa sticking up for me would cause more tension. I think Melissa with Jackie causes more tension than me, because Teresa, you know, does have an affinity for me still.
Yeah, Teresa came in hot at that reunion.
Yeah, Teresa came in hot.
Wow. Ooh. Let's go to Jill from Indiana. Hey, Jill, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Wendy.
Okay.
Which housewives do you think would make the best and worst bridesmaids?
Okay. I think that Nene would probably throw the best bachelorette.
Okay. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I think that Cynthia would look great in any gown.
Yes. Okay.
I think that Tamra would probably make sure you had the best, most Instagrammable nutty pictures.
Okay.
And I think that Carol Radziwill would be good at is that her last?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Would be good at like wrangling everybody at the airport.
All right. Thank you very much. That was very well thought out. I like it.
Yeah.
Wrangling people. She would be good at logistics.
You know?
Yeah. Let's go to Heather from Louisiana. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I'm so happy to talk to you tonight, especially since you have two super cool women in the clubhouse.
I agree.
We love you.
Thank you. Yes.
Say, Margaret, you're one of my favorite housewives. And Wendy, I think you're so hilarious on the Goldbergs. Okay, so I have a two-part question for Margaret. So, what do you think it will be like for Teresa when Joe finally comes home? And do you agree with Dolores that Joe may go back to his old ways?
We're not sure if Joe's coming directly home. So I think it's going to be, you know, so that's going to be the question that's going to be on everybody's mind. So, you know, they're appealing him leaving. So I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen. And I truthfully, I don't think Joe will go back to his old ways. I think he's been away for a while, and Teresa's spoken to him, and I think it changes you. I think Teresa came out changed, so I think Joe will be different.
Last call of the night, Lisa from South Carolina. Hey, Lisa, what's your question? Hey, Lisa, can't hear you in here.
Oh, you can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
Oh, now I can. Yeah, I sure can. I like your accent already.
Thank you. I love your show, and congratulations on your new baby boy.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this question is for Wendy.
Okay.
Okay. Wendy, have you heard any news about the Reno 911 movie since Niecy Nash said last year that there was one in the works?
Like, would there be a sequel in the works? Have you heard anything about
that? Not for a movie.
Right.
But possibly for the show.
Have you heard about a reboot of the show?
Well, I guess I just leaked that.
Right.
Very early stages.
Right. There are conversations.
Who knows?
There are conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you be into it?
If it makes sense, if it's funny.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If it's.
Was that a high point of your career doing
that? That was
show?
What, you know, got me started. That was my first big job.
It was where I found out about you.
You know, it was really fun. But I don't know if you could recapture that again.
Uh-huh.
You know, because so much time has gone by. And everybody else is on a different show now.
Yes.
So when would we do it?
Right.
I don't know. So.
All right. Well, I would be very excited about that.
Just blurted that out.
Yeah, right.
So there it is.
I want to thank Wendy and Margaret and Joe. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, Josh Flagg, for coming by, too. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.